This is Nick Balkin of the Balkin Brothers, and I am tuning in via Skype on GLT Blues Next, live from my studio, Balkin Studios, in West Hartford, Connecticut. Oh, mama, what you do to me? My brother Steve and myself, my brother Steve is the guitar player and the singer of the Balkin Brothers, and we both were introduced to all sorts of music by our parents. They're both artists and huge music lovers, and we got into rock and roll at an early age, and they would be blasting the Doors and Bruce Springsteen and Led Zeppelin, Jimi Hendrix and all that stuff, so we got into that at an early age. And then Steve started playing the guitar probably when he was around 15 or 16. And I would always go out and watch his bands play and go travel around with them. Kind of became their roadie and just was attracted to the drums. Started playing drums when I was 16 or 17. Played in a few other bands before we started the Balkin Brothers. Steve went to luthier school, which is to build guitars and repair guitars in Georgia. And when he came back, his other bands kind of dissolved and went their separate ways, and we started jamming together, and we were just in the same location and had a good jam spot, and we started playing together, and I kind of had never imagined that we would play in a band together, so it was pretty cool for me. Got my boots on, going for a walk, to my throat so I'm gonna have a talk. Talk with myself, talk with my soul. What my soul says, Lord, I'm heaven over. I'ma keep on walking to the setting sun. Yeah. I'ma keep on walking till the day is done. Yeah. I'ma keep on strolling around now. Cause Lord knows that I got my boots on. There are definitely a lot of challenges that go into being in a band with a sibling, just in terms of the creative process and coming up with ideas and just making sure that we're both on the same page in terms of our tour schedule and everything, but it is a lot of fun and we get along really well. I know a lot of siblings can have their internal issues and not get along too well, but we tend to see eye to eye on all the important things that go into being in a band. We definitely have disagreements here and there, but for the most part, we have a lot of fun and we get along really well. We trust each other on a whole nother level, not just because of the music, but because of, you know, 20 plus years of life that we have together and a lot of ups and downs that we've been through. Like I said, I never expected to be in a band with Steve, and things kind of just happened to fall into place for us that we both didn't have a band at the same time, and we just decided that it was time that we start our own thing. And so far it's been, you know, really cool for us to be able to play on stage together every night. You know, we can just look at each other and know exactly where we're gonna go with something that we've never even played before. So I don't even know if you would call it a trust, more than like a cosmic communication between our brains that is what is, I guess, being in a family together. Our new album, Redrova, came out in January. It is a mixture of blues, funk, rock, psychedelic jazz, and everything in between. We have a lot of jams on there, a lot of really intricate rehearsed sections that go together, and everything that they could possibly be in between that. The album was our attempt at our first full-length recording as a band, and it is a follow-up to our first EP that we recorded about a year before the release of Redrova, that's called God Bless Our Fallout Shelter. That was a 6-song EP that we recorded ourselves in my recording studio, which is in my basement, and then we did the same thing for Redrova because the first EP came out so well. We did everything ourselves on Redrova. We recorded it all, engineered it all. It was a lot of fun to be able to not be on a time schedule of a professional recording studio and be on a budget or anything. We just you know, got together and put these songs on that we had been playing them for years now. We've had some old songs, some new songs on there that snuck in that just sounded good, and we got some good takes. So the first song on the album is called Last Jam, Oh Yeah. It's a heavy rock tune. A lot of people have been comparing it to Black Sabbath, which is one of our biggest influences. It's got really heavy guitars, loud big drums, fat bass line. We wrote it as a duo, and then we brought it to our bass player at the time to help us, you know, throw some bottom end underneath it. We had a few sections of it that were put together, the verse and the chorus sections that we had already come up with. And then we kind of put in a big jam at the end with a nice building up guitar solo that crescendos into an ending. And that sends people into a frenzy usually at the shows that we usually either open with it or finish with it to kind of, you know, blow people's minds. So the title track of our album is Red Rova. It's the topic of a lot of conversation of where we came up with this name, and it is in fact just a made up word that we had been messing around with outside my house because I'm across the street from a school. The kids were outside playing Red Rova, send somebody over, and we just came up with this new word that had a cool sound to it, and we just started throwing it around when we were at rehearsal and whatever. It's kind of got like a psychedelic introduction that resembles some, you know, old school Pink Floyd, Jimi Hendrix. It also has like, you know, a really loud groove that it starts with, and then a nice laid back middle bridge section that really kind of lets the song breathe. So the song that we would like to feature on this podcast is called Sally's Blues. It was originally written as a funk rock song. This is another song that we play a number of different versions. We titled it Sally's Blues because it was written and played the most at our favorite hometown club in Hartford called Black Eyed Sally's. We grew up playing there, did a number of open mics before we actually got a headlining gig there, and now we play there all the time and have been selling it out the past few times we played there, so it's definitely a hometown favorite. We flipped it around for the album and played it as a slow blues to really give it that distinctive, genuine blues flavor. But we also rocked it out pretty hard in the guitar solo. The second half of the guitar solo, we build it up and really, you know, throw everything at you. A lot of big drum fills, just ripping guitar solos where we just layered a bunch of guitars over the top of each other. I think it had like 9 or 10 guitars, electric guitars over the top. It's got some great vocals, some of my favorite vocal lines in there. We've been playing that one as a slow blues lately, but it's also a funk rock tune that we spice it up and speed it up as well. But for this version on the album, I thought it came out really well as a slow blues, and we've been enjoying playing it that way as well. My name is Nick Balkin, and I am with the band Balkin Brothers, and you are listening to GLT Blues Next.
Well, it's been 30 days and 30 nights, baby. Yeah, since you gone away. Yes, sir. Good for you, honey. Hey! mama, you come running back to me today. Well, you left me with a broken heart now. Yeah, and you left me here to die. Oh, you left me, left me, left me, left me with a broken, broken heart. And you left me all alone to die. Oh, ain't nothing left I can do. Put my sorry head down and cry. Yeah, and cry. Yes. Well, I'm crying for you, baby. I don't even